Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Gigi in the 561. I'm Pam Barker. Thanks for joining me on my podcast today. Unfortunately, my soundproof booth is not so soundproof today, so I apologize for that, but we're pressing on. It's life, right? I think what's interesting when you travel, you find out how cool people are, how you meet people, and you also find surprises. Recently on a plane, I was chatting after landing and so forth with a 15-year-old girl, delightful young girl, and she wondered where I had lived and before, and she was traveling alone. And I said we had lived in Ohio and so forth, and she said, "That's down south, isn't it?" Well, actually, no. As a matter of fact, it isn't. And I had to delicately tell her where it was. That, you go up north, really pretty far. You'll get to Lake Erie and, Canada eventually. Anyway, it made me think about history and education and what people perhaps do and do not know. Excuse me. Today is Flag Day, and it makes me wonder. People are posting flags, and that's just delightful. The flag is being used in ways I don't agree with. I'm not a fanatic, but when you're wearing the flag on your bottom, I don't think that's what we should do. I don't think we should fly the flag upside down. I think we should adhere to the etiquette rules. I'm big on etiquette in every way, but I think we should adhere to the rules of etiquette for the flag, or just leave it. You know, just don't do anything with the flag. But what it really means is on June 14th, 1777, the Continental Congress adopted the Stars and Stripes as the original American flag. This same flag was used when the Declaration of Independence was signed, and that was to really give a universal flag, as it were. We still have state flags. We have one. I don't really think many state flags are that great, frankly. Let's just stick with the overall flag of our entire country. Less divisive, right? But the reason for on the Declaration of Independence Day was to say, this is the flag for the whole country. This is it. Fly it proudly. So it did. The young girl with geography that didn't have any idea where the state of Ohio was. I thought, how is that even possible? That perhaps you don't know exactly where it fits into the puzzle of the states of the country, but to not know that Ohio is not a southern state surprised me. She was, again, delightful. Really, really thought she was very, very sweet. Listen, hey, new thing. My friend designer has come up with a great new, it's just a tiny baby infancy, baby steps kind of thing. And, who knows? Campbell's Creations is what it's called. And he has already made for us, for my tribe, four of these beautiful, beautiful bracelets, customized with our names and charms that are appropriate for us. And or mine has a charm. My partner, G, does not have a charm. He has a real manly looking bracelet. But anyway, if you want to know more about Campbell's Creations and how he will put almost anything personal on your bracelet, with beautiful beads of all colors and even pearl-esque beads. Let me know if you want to know more about how to put your message out there. A friend of mine had an idea about her. She wanted to put her political statement on a bracelet. And if it's not offensive, and he will draw the line at some things, but mostly he will put your personal message on a bracelet that you can wear and express yourself. Prince Harry wears a bracelet that he has worn since his mother died tragically, and he has never not worn it. He has that bracelet silver on in every photo. I have 4 bracelets from Tiffany that are also silver that I have not taken off in I don't know how many years. Now, the other bracelets I do take off at night, but the 4 silver ones, I never take them off. They never come off my wrist. They're very, very meaningful to me. Hey, you know what's fun? Games. And recently, a young girl I know who is 11 played a very interesting game of chess with quite an adult man who knows how to play chess very well. And she did very well, too. But it made me think about myself at 11. At 11, it hit me what I was playing. Besides playing outside, writing, directing, producing my own show, starring in them, doing set design on my wonderful front porch that was like a stage at my house with great stairs that came up. Yeah, I did all of that in the summer because it was just me. I really didn't have any playmates my age. And so, hey, I made it work. But it made me think about what I did in the way of games when it got too hot to play outside. What did I do? Well, I learned how to play solitaire very early. I still play it on my phone. As I would draw my mother in, she would sit down and play a game called Cootie with me. Now, the Cootie games that are made now are really cheap and terribly made. But my cootie game was very well made back in the day when they made things to last and they made them quality. And how it's played, you use dice and you build your cootie by body, head, legs, eyes, antenna. And it was fun. So I went online to see if you could still get vintage cootie. And you can. You actually can get the original game. So I may get it. We play Sorry a lot, Gary and I, and Gerry, but pronounced Gary. It's a kid game too, but we play it with cocktails and it's really nice and fun with music and so forth. I'm thinking, I haven't told him this, about buying that vintage cootie and then we play a mean game of cootie. I don't know. Thinking about it. We fly a lot. We travel a lot. And you do begin to know where you need to be on a plane. Now, I'm going to be honest, unless you're flying first class, and to be honest, even more, first class on most planes isn't even that great, sadly. And you pay a lot to fly now. It's outrageous. No matter where you sit on a plane, it is outrageous to fly. There are no deals. Everybody's flying. People are complaining about the economy and they're broke and they're just, well, I don't know where those people are because the planes are full, the ships are full, the trains are full, the restaurants are full, every entertainment venue is full. So where are these people that are broke? But read an article about the best seats on a plane. Well, if you fly at all, you know where they are. If you want to be at the back of the plane, what they have always said is the greatest chances of survival if there's a plane crash, which is, you know, iffy. Give me a break. But let's just say you could potentially survive a plane crash. It would be at the back of the plane, typically, depending on the make and the style of plane. The front of the plane, usually, it's going down. You know, first class, but the smoothest ride is typically in the front. I'm not sure I agree with that. I think kind of midsection over the wings a bit. You're going to bump. You're going to have turbulence. I don't care. When you, especially depending on where you live, where we live and we come in, no matter which direction, we're coming in over the ocean. So we're going to have turbulence. The clouds, you're going to have it. And some of it's pretty severe. You're going to bump. You better keep that seatbelt on. But also flying over a mountainous range, you're also going to feel turbulence, weather, all kinds of things. So, you know, no matter what, you're going to feel it. But what do I like? I like to be in the steerage. I like to be at the back of the plane. I really do. I like to, it's a comfort thing for me, and it's my own little quirks, but I like the back of the plane. And you know what, you are gonna feel a little more movement, but you're in the sky, you're in the clouds. It's sort of like I told a child recently, turbulence on a plane is inevitable. It's gonna happen. Now, it's very similar to me to being in a car. In a car, yeah, okay, you're up in the sky. All right, but in a car, you're not just sitting there rigid with no movement of your body at all. You're moving when you change lanes. You're moving when you put the brakes on. Anything going on, the movement, if the wind is strong enough to move your vehicle, it's going to move. If you hit bumps in the road, potholes, many different things on the highways and byways, you're going to feel it. That's your turbulence in a car. You have turbulence in a moving vehicle, in the air, on the ground. You're going to feel it. It's just horrifying in the sky to think that anything is wrong. Yes, grant you that. And you can't really see. Some planes have over and under cameras like French Bee. But there you go. Listen, I'm big on manners. I talk about that a lot. I have talked about it a lot on my podcast. I found this interesting. I'm in a group, and it's about beautiful table settings. And this person posted a photo of a beautiful little girl by a beautiful table. And it was to say, every summer, this Miss Anne has a camp. Now, it wasn't the poster that was doing it. This child had been at this camp, this Miss Anne camp. And for a whole week, manners are taught, including table manners. And on the Thursday of the camp week, they have a luncheon for these children, and they set the table with china, crystal, silver, and the table was absolutely gorgeous. And I really wanted to talk to Miss Anne. I wanted to have her on the podcast because she's been doing this for 35 years. Manners are kind of out the window. People sit down, they eat in front of their television, they eat standing up in the kitchen because they're in a hurry. Life is fast and people don't have time. I get it. But one day a week, just one day a week, if a family, or doesn't have to be a family, just a person could sit at a table and set the table like it should be. In the olden days when people set the table. Now, that was my job as a kid. My mother did not really want to teach me how to cook necessarily. She didn't. It's like, I can do it. I got it. But my job was to set the table properly. So I grew up from a very, very young age knowing how to set a table. Fork, knife, spoon. Turn the knife blade into the plate. Bread plate, meal plate, water glass. Where does it go? I like it. I still do it. I'm not saying we do it every day because we don't. We're busy too. But it like this morning, we did brunch today and we set the table. I set the table properly with the water glasses, the juice glass, you know, all of it. So why I bring it up, I can't find Miss Anne. I don't know where she is. So I'm going to try to contact the poster and see if I can find out and try to reach Miss Anne, who's been doing a manners camp for young children for 35 years. Amazing. What is also amazing, there will be a champagne auction. Sotheby's, the great auction house, they are going to have a kind of a first of its kind auction for champagne, just champagne. The purpose of this, it's tied to a bigger picture. there's a billionaire named Pierre Chen, and Mr. Chen is offering up $25,000 bottles of champagne and wines, and part of this auction will be exclusively champagne. The overall auction is expected to bring in $50 million by the end of the year. The champagne portion of this, it's part of a Epicurean Atlas series, but this will be the first to offer up just champagne. So I will keep an eye on that because I love champagne, and I know there's no way I could ever be a part of that auction. But it's fun to see things like that going on. It's just fun, just, you know, fly on the wall kind of thing. What I don't particularly like are stemless glasses, and I saw while researching this champagne auction a thing where it's a gift. If you want to send a champagne gift, here's one. It comes in a really, the box was okay. They were touting the box as being really good. Yeah, I've seen better. It was okay. It was average. Well, they pack it really well, and you get two stemless champagne flutes for your gift for whomever. That is wrong. Never, ever should you drink champagne in a fluteless flute. In a stemless, flute. For me, I want a stem. I don't care what, in a martini, in a coupe, in a flute. I don't care. Whatever I have, I want a stem, unless I'm having iced tea or water. I need the stem. I think the person that came up with chopping off the stem, it's like the designer that came up with removing front pockets for women's jeans and stuff. Why? We know why. It's a money thing. Give us our pockets on our jeans, okay? But stems, never would I send a gift. Never. With a champagne with stemless glasses, yeah, that's just not going to happen. What is going to happen, though, sometime here in where I am in South Florida, there is a place called Cafe Suites Bakery. And apparently, there is a woman named Nana Cora Davis who has mastered the art of creating a delectable, and I'm quoting, delectable banana pudding. She has the skill to make a banana pudding like no other. And it is in West Palm Beach, this Cafe Suites Bakery. We've been to many bakeries in this area, but I don't recall us ever going to Cafe Suites Bakery. The reason I really want to check it out is because Gary, G-E-R-R-Y, but pronounced Gary, I always have to remind people, makes a banana pudding from the Magnolia. Has nothing to do with the Magnolia people in Waco. It's Magnolia Bakery in New York City. From their cookbook, that is just, we like it. Many people perhaps wouldn't like it, but for Gary and I, we love their banana pudding recipe, and I'm not even that big on banana pudding. This recipe, it looks like, uses a lot of vanilla wafers, and I think vanilla wafers too many can get in the way of the actual pudding. A friend of ours who is a gourmet cook recently did a recipe, and it was an apple tort kind of thing, but the pudding, the filling in it was so good to me, I wanted him to make just the pudding part because it was absolutely scrumptious. The apples, yeah, they were fine. They were part of the recipe, but to me, they got in the way of the goodness of that fantastic pudding. So, you know, don't get in the way of the pudding, but I will say, I haven't mentioned this to Gary, but I want to try out Nana Cora Davis's banana pudding in West Palm Beach. So we'll see how that goes. I'm always exploring and trying to find new things for us to do. You know, I always like to leave you. We're having a lot of bad weather. We're having construction on the outside of our building here. It's been going on for six, we're at the end of our sixth week of construction. It's very loud. We're so ready for it to be over, but we want it to be done right. So we're trying to, and we've been gone some, and we will be gone some. So, you know, boo-hoo me, right? But I always like to try to be positive and leave you with something thoughtful. Although every day brings different challenges for all of us, and we maneuver through the day, don't we? But this is one that I thought was pretty nice. It says, happiness is letting go of what you think your life is supposed to look like and celebrating it for everything that it is. Again, I think that's easier to accomplish on some days because the challenges meet you head on. And you have to, you know, your happiness mood perhaps has to take a little bit of a back seat for a little while. But I thought this quote was good. It's and true. This is from Stardust Poetry. Dee Dee Hawkins is credited with this quote. If you were going to do a life quote, what would yours be? I have so many. I'm not sure if I had to pick one, if I had to make up just one, what it would be, except the thing that I say in every single Instagram post I do. Just this. Be present in the moment. And that's it for me. And that's it for the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you will also go to Travel Bistro, my other podcast, which I haven't updated in a bit. Haven't done a new podcast because of my soundproof situation. But I will get back to that. So go listen if you haven't to what's already there. If you would, I would appreciate it. Gary writes for Splash Magazine Worldwide and All Things Cruise. So go look him up. G-E-R-R-Y. Just type him in at the search box. North Palm Beach Life has a lot of stuff. That's our website. It's North Palm Beach Life and the World. It's not just North Palm Beach Life. So go there, do a search, see what you find. These podcasts always rest right there. You can always find them there. They're free to you. They're absolutely free. Check our YouTube channel, NorthPalmBeachLife.com. Subscribe to it. Subscribe to my podcast. Don't miss any of this greatness. Come on. Meet up with me on social media. I will meet you there. Just let me know who you are. If you send me a blanket request, usually it's from these strange men that have dogs and about three profile pictures and no friends, so I ignore them. But if you really want to connect with me, send me a message with your request and say, hi, I heard your podcast, and I will connect with you. These podcasts do rest on Amazon, Spotify, Pandora, and many others. It's on 20 platforms. So we're out there. So listen in and thank you for being here with me as I deal with the challenges of the building and the noise as I try to let happiness reign. Thank you so much. I'm Pam Barker. Gigi in the 561. Stay with me.